Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Police misconduct settlements in New York City last year hit their highest level since 2018. The Legal Aid Society puts the number at $121 million, up from $85 million the year before. Jenvin Wong is an attorney with Legal Aid, and she joins us on WCBS. Jenvin, what pushed NYPD misconduct settlements so much higher last year?
There are a couple of reasons. For one, I think that in any given year, there might be lawsuits that have been settled in that year that may be large class actions, or in our case, may have resulted from a particularly active year of NYPD misconduct. And I am referring to 2020 during the racial justice protests. There were many lawsuits that resulted from that year. And so it could be attributed to that. We'd have to look at and pull out each data set to really take a closer look. But I think that that could be one of the reasons. But generally speaking, the trend has been upward.
Is there any way to extrapolate some sort of positive from this, that misconduct is being identified more readily and those wronged are being compensated?
No, unfortunately, there really isn't. It's very hard to extrapolate that kind of data just from this particular data set about civil lawsuit settlements. And the reason why is civil lawsuit settlements, by its nature, mean that the offending party here, the defendants, the city and NYPD, they don't have to explicitly admit any wrongdoing. And so that might mean that NYPD doesn't take it seriously. There isn't really a one-to-one correlation where every time there's a lawsuit filed, NYPD is going to initiate an investigation. It just doesn't happen like that, unfortunately.
I wonder, have these increased payouts translated to increased discipline against NYPD officers?
Well, it would certainly be very hard to extrapolate that as well. But what we do know is that the numbers are up, that there is a culture of impunity that has persisted at NYPD, and that that this high cost continues to cost New Yorkers tens of millions of dollars each year. And it's disheartening.
Are settlements the easy way out for the city, a city that has a multi-billion dollar budget, to say, we'll pay some money and make it go away and everyone will forget about it?
Sometimes. Lawsuit settlements are often settled because one or both parties has decided that they want to cut their losses. They don't want to engage in lengthy and costly litigation, and they've decided to settle it out and to cut their losses short. And so in many cases, yeah, I think it can. One thing I'd like to point out is that this amount in lawsuit settlement payouts, when you look at the NYPD budget in the city, when the city releases their budget every year, when you look at how much is allocated to NYPD, this is not counted in their budget amount. This is in the city law department, not NYPD. And so this really obscures the amount that the city spends on NYPD when it comes to budgetary concerns.
Would Legal Aid and perhaps other advocates like to see every settlement paid come directly out of the NYPD budget?
Well, that's certainly one way to solve this. But I think another way is to actually have NYPD in the city really pursue some meaningful accountability for these officers. Some of these officers are named not just in one lawsuit, but in several lawsuits, right? And some of them that are named in these lawsuits also have a history of misconduct where the CCRB, for example, or even NYPD themselves have substantiated allegations against these officers. So you really have to think about whether or not there was a red flag for the NYPD to have known to look into these officers before this kind of payout has happened, before these lawsuits are filed and have to be settled.
So is there an answer? Is there a solution?
Well, I think that the best solution that we can think of right now is, you know, we need really meaningful accountability. And I think the city and NYPD needs to take a really hard look at their disciplinary system. They need to take a really hard look at what's causing these kinds of harmful, volatile interactions between NYPD officers and civilians and figure out how can we reduce that? How can we stop that before it happens? And when it does happen, we should stop turning a blind eye. We can't just keep, you know, doing this wash, rinse, and repeat where an officer engages in misconduct, beats up a civilian, the city pays it out, and the officer is still on the streets patrolling, free to do it again to another New Yorker.
All right. Jenvin Wong with the Legal Aid Society. Thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.